Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Happy birthday to us.
But no singing.
No singing.
I'm Jen.
I'm Jess. We have a present for you.
Wait, happy birthday. It's been 52 episodes. It's been a year of Fat Mascara. I'm sorry, I just had to put it out there. Now go ahead.
It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Guys, thank you so much for coming along with us for the ride. We have a present for you, as I said. For a year, you guys have been asking us for this guest. And finally, we've got her.
Before that, let's talk about mustaches.
Little mustache.
So glamorous. Babies. I know. On a more glamorous note, Jess was in Paris hanging with Bella Hadid. So we're going to hear about that. And she got some backstage tips at the Dior show. So,
oui, oui.
And lastly, a little app roundup. We've been using some new beauty apps we're going to share with you guys. Now for our guest. Tell us.
Our guest is the incredible phenomenon that is Emily Weiss of Glossier and Into the Gloss.
Yeah! I really wish I could grow a mustache.
Why don't you?
Well, just frankly, as you know, I've been blessed with a lot of hair in my life. I'm going to blame the Persianness or just genetics. I have a full-on mustache. I've had it since I was like, I don't know, in elementary school.
What did you do as a kid in elementary school?
I just had a mustache and hairy legs and eyebrows, and everybody made fun of me. Aww. Until finally Grandma Ruby told my mom that I was allowed to do something about it.
Oh, God.
So I plucked the eyebrows. The mustache, I did the bleaching, which doesn't really work. More on that later. Then I tried waxing. I've tried everything. Finally, I got it lasered in my 20s. I think it worked. But then in my 30s, it started growing back. Like, I have a full-on mustache again.
Really?
So up until just last...
I never noticed this on you.
Well, because I'm going to share my maintenance with you because nobody talks about this. I'm sorry. So just until last week, I was using little eyebrow razors. And I would literally shave my mustache like every other day.
Oh, the tinkle?
The tinkle, yeah. They're not for eyebrows, they're for my mustache.
Okay.
And then finally, I heard about this new laser salon called Romeo and Juliet in Midtown. And I was like, you know what? Let me just suck it up and see if the laser will work this time. I don't know why I thought it would work this time when it didn't work last time. But it's working. I've been twice now. I have not even razored in between. It's working. Do you want to know why?
Why?
So here's what I learned from the esthetician. She said places that are hormonal on your body tend to respond better to laser hair removal.
Is your mustache area hormonal?
It can be, as can pubic and underarm hair. So they will respond okay. Legs and arms, for example, are harder for some reason. I don't know if it's because it's the type of hair, like a pubic type hair is more wiry or whatever, but and it'll find the light better. So the light seeks out the color, and that's how it destroys the hair.
Right, right.
But regardless, I'm finally getting rid of my mustache for reals.
Does it hurt?
No, so the new
area is very sensitive.
I'm glad you asked that. The new kinds of lasers, if you guys have tried laser hair removal in the past, they now, like almost all of them, have that cold air blast. You know, so every time the light goes off, you get hit with that puff of cold air. So like...
So it like numbs you at the same time.
Yeah, it just tricks your senses and you don't know what's going on. Some of them have cold water too. Anyway, I've been having a very good experience, but I do want to share a mustache tip with people.
Okay.
Between lasering, you can never pluck, just so you know. You must only shave. I don't know if people know that.
I thought you never were supposed to shave anything.
Wrong.
Because won't it not make it grow back thicker, but kind of give the illusion of thicker hair because it's like not getting it at the root?
It may, but if you're in the process of lasering and you pluck out your hair, you just lost all that money you spent on lasering because it needs the little root bulb that has the melanin and the hair in it to find, the light needs to find that to like zap it. So if you plucked it out, you plucked out both the hair and the root bulb and there's nothing in there for it to zap. So you just missed out on a whole session of lasering.
Oh God.
So if you're doing lasering, just shave in between. That's all.
Would people be plucking their mustache hairs?
Okay, so I also have done that too.
Oh.
So when I would if I was doing my eyebrows and I'd see a couple, it hurts like
it sounds like it hurts so bad.
All right, I need to end this segment because I'm getting pains just thinking about it. But
I know this is very painful.
Do you not have a mustache? Why am I the only person talking about this?
I think I have peach fuzz, which is very light. So if I had done anything to them, there'd be no point of doing anything because lasering doesn't pick up blonde hairs.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a catch 22 situation. And then Jolene-ing it is just going to make it even brighter. Yeah.
Let's not talk about that. If you're a person like me with a dark mustache and you Jolene, cream hair bleach, I love it. It's great for some things, good for arms, whatever. How many women have you seen where you're just like, great, you have a yellow mustache now?
I totally seen that.
Like, girls, if you can see it, I feel like they think, no, I can see it, but nobody else can see it. Like, oh, this is the one time where I'm going to tell you it's okay to be self-conscious. Do not believe it's okay to be self-conscious. If you have a yellow mustache, you have a yellow mustache.
Fat mascara delivering feel-good vibes
to
everyone.
It's true. Anyway, there's your little lasering service announcement for this week.
Can listeners send you a pic of their stash to
Absolutely.
Tell you?
Info at Fat Mascara. I will talk hair removal with any sister out there.
Okay, you heard it here first. I don't know if I can make it to the pod anymore because ever since Bella and I started hanging out.
Screw you.
I don't know. My schedule's just really jammed up.
I almost said F you. Are you best friends with Bella Hadid now?
Bells?
I'm sorry. You posted on our Instagram pictures of her, but did you actually take those?
Yeah.
Okay. I did actually think you picked up them there.
No, I didn't pick them up.
Why don't you tell everybody... what?
I posted on my Instagram. I didn't put the
Yeah, you were just in Paris with Bella Hadid, which is freaking awesome. We're not about to pretend this is just
you
normal.
You thought I picked those up? Getty images. I was hanging out with Bella for the launch of the new Dior Pump and Volume Mascara.
It looks so cool. Is it good?
Oh my God, it's incredible. She's the face of Pump and Volume Mascara. And it is a Dior show mascara. So that means it is thick, thick, thick. But it actually comes in a squeezy tube. So the reason why is because, A, that's just really cool. It's got kind of a rubbery, almost not to mention another brand, but let's just be real, kind of a Narzi matte, rubberized tube.
Mm-hmm.
But you squeeze it, and it warms up the product, and it helps you get more product out of it. And Peter Phillips, who's the creative director of Dior Makeup, sort of he didn't know what a hack was when I told him. He was like, what is this hack? But I was like,
French?
No, he's Belgian, I think.
This hack?
Yeah, I'm really bad at accents, but it was very cool in Belgian. I was like, so it's like a hack, right? He was talking about how he liked to warm up the mascara tubes and warm up the, use a Japanese eyelash curler that's self-warming to warm up the lashes to kind of get
But even
curl.
The formula itself, I'm thinking about how in the summer I feel like my mascara just goes on better. That's
exactly.
So true.
So it's it warms up the formula. It's really good. I have to say, I put it I think maybe on our Instagram stories or something when I was in Paris. But wow, this is not for the faint of heart. This is not for somebody who wants a nice feathery look. This is mega, mega thick. It's probably one of the thickest mascaras I've ever used in my life. and cool. being dead serious about that. But Bella was very cool. I had some time with her. I talked to her about beauty. And what I learned from her is that she is a mask addict. She loves a good sleeping mask. She does not have a lot of time, I have to say. I was exhausted. I was like, oh, the jet lag. Oh, I'm exhausted. Like, I slept for like 8 hours in the afternoon.
You didn't have to walk down the Dior runway afterwards.
She didn't. She actually didn't walk in the show, but she did. She, at that night after the show, she was like, you know, the guest of honor at a party. She looked incredible. And then I saw her the next morning and she was like, you know, dressed the nines. And then she had something else that night. And then she had something like, basically her schedule was so intense. And even though like it looked really glamorous and fabulous,
Cry Me a River.
I was like, I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how do you like look so refreshed? And like, you know, how do you do this? And she was very honest that it's fucking exhausting.
Yeah.
And she wasn't like, she was very measured about it. She was like, I know nobody feels badly for me, but it's crazy. She gave me a cool meditation CD that she, CD, like MP3 thing, whatever, that she likes to like listen to, whatever. Stop laughing at me. and we can link to that. She loves to go to sleep to it. She said it like helps her fall asleep.
On the blog.
We'll put it on the blog. And she loves a good sleeping mask because sometimes she doesn't have time to do like a whole mask. And she was just, like, really normal and cool and very beautiful.
Okay. I'm into her. That's great. But, like, back to Peter Phillips for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get to see him do the makeup at the Dior show?
Yes. And, he had another really good tip.
So yeah, I was like, what did he say? I want his tip.
Okay. So he, with the mascara, he put it on the lashes, and then he took an eyebrow brush. I honestly think you could do it with an angled eyeliner brush.
Like a spoolie?
No, like if you... It's funny, like, when I said eyebrow brush, I know what you mean. You'd think it'd be a spoolie. It just looks like an angled eyeliner
brush.
That you
would use powder brow filler with.
Exactly. Okay, like, gotcha. If you had a little, like, you know, kit and it comes with a little angled one.
Totally.
Once he put the mascara on, he very quickly, and I told you that formula is very thick and very juicy, he kind of skidded across the lash line and created like a little bit of like a mock liner. Again, this guy's full of hacks.
Using the eyebrow brush.
He used the mascara.
The excess mascara and just like rubbed it into
exactly.
the lash line.
And he feels, and it looked like this, that it creates like a more natural lived-in liner look. So you're kind of opening the eyes without... like
drawing.
And here's my liner. And now my eyes are lined. And like,
totally.
I'm ready to go to work. You know, like it's... much kind of more, I hate this expression, cool girl, lived in liner, all the cliches, but they all are appropriate for this kind of look. And this was at the Dior show, and we can link to that on the blog as well. So you can see it was very, people were touting it as a no makeup look. It wasn't no makeup look. It was like banging lashes with really cool wide-eyed girls. And then he put like a Dior Glow lip balm on them. And they looked gorgeous, but of course they looked gorgeous. They were all like 19 and, what am I kidding, 16 and gorgeous.
Yeah, but it just looks like it's not trying as hard as like.
It's very not try hard at all.
Very franche,
and beautiful, big, wide eyes. Who doesn't want that?
This sounds like a fun trip.
I have to say it was really fun.
I'm glad you're back, though.
I'm glad I'm back, too.
Guys, it's time for Tech Corner,
our new segment.
Tech Corner, I love
just
it.
Just kidding, I feel like it's Kids Incorporated Tech Corner.
Oh my God, no, wait, can we make Tech Corner a thing?
Okay, let's make it a thing. It's a thing now. Go. Okay. What tech are you going to tell me about? I am obsessed with it's called the Makeup Plus app. It is, you know, I was never like a big like, oh, you know, there's a new app that lets me try on makeup. Why? Because within 30 seconds of trying it, I was frustrated. Like, my face was in the left, like, corner. The makeup's in another. It was, like, color forms
Let's
gone.
Let's pause here to just say Jess is her skills on the apps are not super, super high. I'm just going to say that because you know I love an app, too. But go ahead. Continue.
I just think that, like, a lot of them are not super user-friendly, and I
should have said it that
quickly.
Way. Yes.
I don't think that my skills are bad.
You're
I
right.
think that the technology... is not always intuitive, and they're so proud of their technology that they're not like...
It's like over-designed and overdone. You're like, I'm not even going to use it.
Yeah, so, you know...
What does this one do?
This one allows you to try on many different looks, but what's cool is a lot of them are developed by different influencers, some of them by different makeup artists, and they just have a lot of cool... different themes. So, like,
you're putting on a whole face of makeup, not just like a lip and then an eye. It just does the whole face for you at once.
You can do a lip and an eye, but they do a lot of different faces. And this one's really advanced. It's done by this company called Mamie, I believe. And their background is not like, oh, we make cool apps. Their background is like facial recognition technology. So they are like baller.
Right.
They are like, this is their expertise.
Like the NSA was involved in making this app.
Yes. Like I'm like, yeah.
Totally.
It's, they are like, I met with them and they gave me all their stats and I was like, oh my God, this company basically probably like owns like every, like the likeness of like all of our faces.
So what was your favorite face that you tried on?
I tried on one in the demo that Lisa Eldridge had made up. Oh, here we go. So I'm trying on the Lisa Eldridge look. You can download it. You put your face in it, and it immediately registers your face.
Yeah,
and then you put it on, and you tap it, and then suddenly you're wearing the look that she created. And what I'll do is I will...
I love that you think this is new technology. But
what do you mean it's not new technology?
I mean, that's what UCam does. That's the one
I use. But they don't have things by, like, Lisa Eldridge. They don't have collaboration. True. It's not... What the thing is, like, other brands have come up with things like, try on this, like, eyeshadow. Try on this, like, blah, blah. But they haven't come up with complete looks. And they also have looks for guys, too.
Oh, and they that's have, cool.
And it hasn't been seamless.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It hasn't been well done. This has been done for a while, but I have never seen it done in a way that, like, oh, my God, it actually looks good and it's moving with my face. There hasn't been, like, a three-second delay.
Can you
time.
Make a video with it, too, while you're wearing the makeup or just
I haven't
stills?
Tried that.
We should try it and put it on the Instagram.
That's be really
okay,
cool.
Okay, so the name of the app is what?
It's called Makeup Plus.
Do you have to pay for it?
No, it's free. You think I'm paying for this? No.
Nice.
What about you?
Oh, Tech Corner. I should probably have something, too.
Yes.
I'll just talk about UCam because, like, they do the same thing. I feel like it's fairly seamless.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I'm going to talk about it is this. A bunch of people asked. We posted a picture where we were smiling. And people were like, your teeth are so white. And I was like, we need to pull back the curtain on this. I didn't. My teeth are not that white. I used the UCam app when we did that selfie. And it just finds your teeth. It knows where your mouth is. And you just go teeth whitening. And you can even move the slider up and down. So you can have, like... crazy Ryan Seacrest white teeth, or you can have like just a little bit whiter.
Right.
Of course, then Jess posts right after me, it's Crest White Strips. And I'm like, great, I needed an app and hers are actually white.
Crest White Strips are better than the whitening that I got at the fancy like...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Editor only appointment whitening treatment.
See what we did with Tech Corner? We just turned it back into beauty products. This has been the first installment. Let us know.
Tech Corner.
Pink, it's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question.
We are with Emily Weiss. somebody who turned her curiosity about people's beauty routines into a destination website and eventually an extremely successful beauty line, and basically made the color Muted Pink like a thing.
Millennial pink.
Glossier pink. Exactly. Emily, thank you so much for coming. We are so happy, and I know our listeners are, to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Let's start by talking about Into the Gloss, which launched in 2010, right?
Yep.
So when did you think, I have to do this? Like, why did you start the site? Well, I guess it would have been called like a blog at that time, which is really funny to think. When did you think, like, you know, there was a sense of urgency about this?
Sure. So I remember sitting on a beach, like with my family in 2010. It was August, or maybe late July. And I was working at Vogue at the time. I was a fashion assistant. So I was like 25, like, you know, schlepping racks of clothes. And I love beauty products. Like, I just have always loved beauty products. And I was sitting on this beach and I just looked up and I was like, I think I'm going to start a beauty blog. And my whole family was like, what? Like, why? what? Like, blogs are like silly. Like, why would you do that? And I was like, well, that's the whole thing. Like, blogs, you know, like sometimes are like not so well done, or, you know, like, it's maybe just more of a personal, you know, opinion, and it's all about the person who's doing it. And I was like, I kind of want to like create a new conversation around beauty that's more elevated and more about beauty as an element of personal style through the lens of like various women, right? Not through me.
On the beach, you thought this all together at once.
Kind of. Like, I'm not kidding. It really did.
Okay, like a flash.
Yes. Like inspiration struck, like lightning.
Yes, it really did. And
did you write it down on anything?
No, I just was talking to them and I just felt a sense of conviction. And you said the word urgency, Jessica. And like, yeah, I think like it felt very urgent. I was like, this is what needs to exist in the world. There needs to be, like, I would want to read this kind of content. Like, I would want to see amazing, you know, photographs of like Jenna Lyons, you know, bathroom cabinet, and like learn about where Isabel Marant gets her hair colored. Like, I want the answers to these questions, and like, I want this information. And it didn't exist at the time. So I very quickly launched Into the Gloss. It took about 1 month. It's like 4 weeks.
So you went home, you like got the domain name, like from wherever.
Got some WordPress action.
Yep.
And you just started, like, I mean, we've all, you know, fans of your website have read, you know, like you got up early in the morning and you worked on Saturdays and you went to people. We'll get to who you went to, you know, their houses and everything. But you did this sort of really as like a hardcore extracurricular. But it didn't look janky. This was not like, you know, I know there's some beautiful WordPress sites out there, but, you know, this wasn't like, you know, anyone just started this. Yeah. It looked really, really profesh.
Well, that's...
How did you do that?
Yeah, that's all thanks to ITG's co-founder, Michael Harper. So
Who's Michael?
He was at Teen Vogue at the time, actually. Or not at the time. He was, at, I think, at Nylon. But he's just a jack of all trades. And he set up the site. He, you know, helped design the logo and really worked with me on bringing to life that like elevated aesthetic that you're talking about, you know, from day one. And that was all sort of the point of it, was to really make beauty, not just this like, you know, like ugly stepsister to fashion, which I feel like it's often treated as. Like, it's
completely.
Like, it's, you know, it is.
I think Linda Wells like called it that once, or maybe Sarah Brown. But
I always feel
always
like we're the nicer side
of
it.
Well, totally. But I also think there's just a level of like, and I think this comes from like brands in a way too, but I think like, you know, you're made to feel kind of like frivolous if you're into beauty, you know, like there's this weird like beauty shaming kind of thing that like is embedded in, I think, like a lot of women, where it's this like solitary thing. And now, of course, social media has changed this and YouTube's changed this. And, you know, people, I hope Into the Gloss has changed it. And now there's much more of a like, you know, everyone's an expert and everyone's sharing. And I think that's great. But it hasn't always been that way, you know, and I think that democratization of beauty is something that's only happened in the last, you know, few years, thanks to, you know, the internet. And I just wanted to really give beauty a place to take center stage.
Yeah.
Do you remember your very first post?
Yes. So it was actually a woman named Nikki Deem who I shot, and that was my first post ever. And she was a publicist at KCD who I like, you know, fangirled over when I saw her outside a fashion show. She had like amazing blonde hair, and I think she's Australian. And I just took a quick picture of her, did a quick interview of her routine. It's very short, and put it up.
Thinking back over, though, all these, like, long things you've done, and Top Shelf, in case nobody's been to Into the Gloss, it's basically where you or someone on your site would go into their bathroom, and go through their medicine cabinet and look mm-hmm. at all their beauty products. It's my favorite part of the site. Over the years, like, which one has been your favorite? Is there any that stands out?
Yeah, I think one of them that was so great was Iris Apfel,
who I think
was in her 90s when I interviewed her.
Did you just cold call Iris Apfel?
I think I got the interview through Mac because she was doing a collaboration with them.
My favorite Mac collab.
Yeah,
ever.
It's the best collab. If and you can get it on eBay,
amazing.
It was like, it's like flamingo pink lip liner and these like super saturated lipsticks. It's great. Just speaking with women, like, you know, from different generations about, you know, what they, I mean, she has some really funny lines in there about mm-hmm. like how to age and kind of like how, like what she doesn't, you know, like who cares about this or
right,
that.
Right.
So I think, that was definitely a favorite. Jenna Lyons took like 4 years to get finally got her. That was a pretty good one.
Is there someone
we just put up yesterday? Emma Watson. That was pretty cool. From London.
Oh, wow.
So she
reached out. Did you
go
to London to do that?
No, she reads the site. She reached out to us.
She reached out to you.
Yeah.
Is there somebody that you wanted on the site that you just haven't been able to get yet? A top shelf?
Probably. I mean, we always really wanted to do Michelle Obama. Maybe now.
Now she might be open to it. Yeah. I feel like she's having a lot of fun right now.
Like parasailing.
I have to ask, when did you transition from Schleppy Vogue assistant to this is what I'm doing now? Like, there's so much interest.
Yeah.
This is so exciting. I cannot, like, take
like,
another garment bag.
When did you quit
bag.
A day job?
Yeah. Yes.
I quit my day job about a year in. And, you know, the plan with Into the Gloss was never really... Like, I knew it would be successful, but I didn't know what success meant. Meaning, like, I knew I wasn't just writing it for myself. You know, it's not like a diary. So.
Yeah, like, when you were on the beach, were you like, you know, mom, dad, like, you know, this is going to be my business? Or were you like...
No, I think I just knew it was going to be important to people. Like, I was just thinking, like, this would be something that would be a daily read for me. Like,
yeah.
It would really, you know, be important. And I didn't know what form or shape that, you know, would take. I was 25.
Yeah.
I went to art school. I don't have any, like, I didn't go to business school. I barely know how to use Excel. Like, it's, you know, I'm not like a numbers, like, business strategy kind of person. Mm-hmm. I just knew that, you know, it needed to exist.
Sure.
And I felt, like, compelled to make it happen because no one else was making it happen. But about a year in, we had a lot of interest from brands wanting to advertise, wanting to, like, you know, we were doing, you know, really good branded partnerships, like brand sponsored content, you know, mm-hmm. having a lot of fun with that, working with brands like NARS and Sally Hansen. They were some of our best clients and collaborators, helping them translate their products into the world, like bring new products into the mm-hmm. world and help kind of add context. I think that's what Into the Gloss did so well is like, and does so well is like provide this great context. So when you know that was going on, I had to sort of make a choice, like, do you know, you want to follow this? And I didn't know exactly, you know, we had ideas about where it would go, but certainly didn't know it would go to become Glossier and, you know, but I just followed it. You know, it was one of those things. I think I just saw like some inspirational quote on Instagram that was like, you don't need to see the whole ladder, you just need to take the first step. Like, it was kind of that moment a year in where I was like, all right, there's enough here that, you know, there's enough traction. I'm going to just go for it.
Right. Yeah. Obviously, you know, there's so many lines, like, you've seen them because you were doing Into the Gloss, and like, I'm sure you thought like really hard before you decided to launch another line.
Mm-hmm.
What space did you think you needed to fill?
So this is a good question. The space that I needed to fill, I could answer this a few different ways, but the most authentic way is to just explain the sweatshirt I'm wearing right now, which says it's a gray sweatshirt. It says Glossier across the front. And obviously I'm biased and obviously I work there. So I really like the brand. But I remember at the time... just thinking, I really wish there was a beauty brand whose sweatshirt I wanted to wear.
It's a good way to put it, though.
But, like, lots of people would wear, like, a sweatshirt that said Chanel or a sweatshirt that said Dior. So,
yeah,
like,
but think about the brands you just described. Those are fashion-first brands. Those are lifestyle brands.
Yeah. I'm not about to be like Rimmel London.
Those are heritage lifestyle brands that connote, like, a certain amount of status, prestige, like, overall, like, glamour,
right.
Cool. They have runway shows with Raf mm-hmm. Simons. Like, that's a lifestyle fashion brand.
Right.
So think about, you know, would you wear a sweatshirt that said Clinique? Would you wear a sweatshirt that said Rimmel London?
You're asking the wrong person, actually.
I mean, I don't know. And not to knock these brands, but I just think, you know, the idea of the thing I really wanted to think about was like, is there a brand whose like values and sort of like lifestyle they're kind of like promoting, does it reflect and sort of like inspire today's woman? Or
did you really think about the sweatshirt first?
Yeah, the sweatshirt was literally the first thing I thought of.
Okay.
So it was just like, how, you know, I just felt very I felt left out. Like, as a consumer, I felt left out from brands. I felt like
products, but no, branding.
Exactly.
Right. That's okay.
Products, like, cool. Like, there are definitely great products that I really respond to, but I didn't help make them, you know, I didn't have any say in it. I didn't, maybe they're just kind of being sold to me. Like, the brand doesn't care if I take it or leave it, you know, like, mm-hmm. I just felt this sort of disconnect between, the brand and me as the customer, right?
Right.
Like maybe I don't relate to their marketing, right? Like, maybe it's all about like billowing in the wind, silk, like yeah. whatever. And I'm like, yeah, but that's like not me. So I just felt like, you know, there should really be this a beauty brand that a modern beauty brand that like starts today on the internet in the channels that women, you know, actually communicate on, mm-hmm. that wants to involve them and does involve them in every, you know, step of the way and really cares about, you know, providing them with like what they ask for, you mm-hmm. know, be it our Milky Jelly cleanser that we, you know, crowdsourced, or our Prime Moisturizer that we got thousands of comments on from ingredients, you know, mm-hmm. like, let's have a conversation, right? Let's mm-hmm. like open this thing up and let's create something we're really proud of and something you want to like rep, right? Or something you want to wear as part of like your outfit, because you live, we share the same values, right? And we like speak in the same way, and we, you know, we're not talking down to you, and we're not like trying to sell you. Like, we're not trying to like, you know, bait and switch you, or like, you know.
What
like,
would those values be?
I mean, for us, like, I mean, our biggest value is just inclusivity. I mean, mm-hmm. I think, like, you know, as someone who grew up loving fashion,
yeah,
and loving the brands you just mentioned and loving beauty products, I couldn't afford, you know, like high fashion, like stuff. And even though I worked at Vogue, it's like, I wasn't really a Vogue girl. Like, mm-hmm. I admire that stuff, but I felt like there's an exclusivity that just like, isn't cutting it for me these days.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, not just from even designers and like luxury, right? Like, there's this, I really wanted to think about Glossier as a way to like turn all those sort of like widely held kind of rules and beliefs about like what luxury means and what like a luxury experience means, like turn, like flip it around, right?
Yeah.
Like, you can have a amazing moisturizer that's the same quality as an $80, like, you know, like a moisturizer for $25, and we made one, like we did it, right? And it has sick branding and like, you know, like comes with stickers and like gets to you right away and like, you know what I mean? And so trying to kind of translate like the best of beauty into something that's like really approachable and really inclusive, to me, is like a really fun project. It's like, it's like, mm-hmm. why do you have to play the game of the beauty industry and kind of like, you know, like think that, you know, the more it costs, the more you want it, like all these things that I didn't even realize I was thinking about as a customer, responded to.
You came to a point though where investors came on board, mm-hmm. and maybe you're like sort of at this point still where like we created a great brand and you did all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then there were a few products, but you're at a point where it's like, do you ever feel a struggle of, well, now I have investors on board and I could make 50 more products?
No, they don't even want us to.
And well, do you ever like struggle though, like, I don't know if we really need to make this product right now.
Absolutely, all the time.
Or you
cancel,
won't make it
we cancel
if you...
products all the time. Like, I'll come in, or someone will mm-hmm. say at the last minute, like, this isn't working.
What's like a product you've canceled, and why would you cancel it?
What were we working on?
What could we have gotten our hands
totally.
On?
Totally. So before Milky Jelly Cleanser, we were trying to make a cleansing water. We were trying to make like a...
Like a micellar kind of water?
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. And we, like... It just wasn't, we couldn't even make anything that was better than Biodermacraline. Like, that's, we were just like, why would we even try? Like, that's like the gold standard. Like, why, you know what I mean?
Even if you knew you could have sold like however
totally,
many units.
Totally. So we didn't make it. We did a bunch of submissions. We didn't do it. We've been working on a mascara for like, since we launched, and we just keep,
those are hard.
Yeah, they're hard. And we just keep,
our name.
We've had so many submissions that like could be okay. And like probably people would like them, but we just weren't proud of them.
That's so funny. Yeah. So many brands I've talked to with mascara, like, well, we knew we just had to come out with it.
We were supposed to launch it last year.
It's one of the most difficult products to
totally.
Make.
So like we are literally going all over the world, like figuring out how to introduce something that like is, you know, better than what's out there. And that like actually like meets her needs. So I think we're...
In the meantime, what mascara are you using?
I've been using Kevin Aucoin's Volume Mascara. It's a tubing mascara.
Oh, people go bananas. I use a tubing
mascara too, the Blink one.
I like that one. And so, but anyway, we're really like purists, right? Because we're editors. So like we started, our background is beauty editors just like you guys. So like we're not going to put stuff out that we don't feel is like best in class. Like right. What's the point? It just, that would be like soul crushing, you know? Like, I don't know. It's like putting out shitty content. Like who wants to put out shitty content, you know? So we put out great things, and the way that we grow is by trying to spread the word. And the good news is that, you know, we have had a ton of growth, and hopefully we'll continue to have a growth just through word of mouth. Our customers are really happy. Like they love the product. They tell their friends. And I think that's the best way of doing things.
Are your customers completely by word of mouth? Does that mean you're growing completely,
not completely
by word of mouth?
But like last year was like 90% not like paid marketing.
Oh, actually, so, no, you guys did like a Subway takeover.
We did.
I remember
that. Yep.
And then I know you had like the pop up, but it was very like New York based for a bit.
Yeah.
And then I know we just had the Oscars and you, had the crowd paint on
some celebrities.
Yeah, Chrissy Teigen was wearing
Chrissy
it, right?
Teigen.
Among there was a bunch.
Yeah. Taraji Henson.
I realize Instagram is global, but like I thought of you guys as very like New York based for a bit, and now I was really surprised, but I was like, oh, they're going like, you know, national. They're going global with the Oscars. Is this very intentional?
Yeah, so this is a great question. So Glossier is very purposefully in this world because we want it to be for everyone. Like that's like the whole, that's like why we're here, right? Like we want Glossier to be like Nike, right? Where like everyone around the world can be united by this like swoosh, and there can be like a kid in, you know, the Middle East wearing like a swoosh hat and like a guy in Silicon Valley wearing a swoosh hat, right? But like it means something about like the way you live your life and like the way you like sort of like, yeah, the way you go about, you know, taking on challenges and Glossier to me really stands for like being proud of where you're at every day. And I think like every woman is on a journey, and it's not about a final picture of perfection. It's not about which many beauty companies paint and say like, if you get all of these things, someday you can look like this. And we're like, actually, why don't you tell us about like what you like right now? And like that might change tomorrow, and you might have a zit today and not tomorrow. And I think just that kind of like present moment awareness is something that we all, well, I don't know, I aspire to cultivate like in myself and kind of like share like where I'm at with people.
This is that meme, Beyonce is NARS and Solange is Glossier.
Yeah, I mean, so I think to answer your question about like being everywhere, being New York, we have no desire to be niche. We have no desire to only be for like, you know, girls in Brooklyn, right?
Right.
Like we want to be for the girl in Ohio who wants to be proud of where she's at every day. We want to be for the girl in LA who wants to be proud. Like we want to be for the girl in, you know, Europe and around the world.
I think that's news to some people, because I think some people think that Glossier is kind of a cool niche groovy thing. But I think that as you guys expand, you know, that will change. And I was reading an article with you, and you described Glossier as a lifestyle brand. I was like, what the hell does that mean? You know, I mean, I hear that term a lot, but I hear it used by like somebody who's expanding into like eyeglass frames and like cashmere throws. Mm-hmm. So for you, it's more of a philosophy. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think it's philosophical.
Not so much that you're making, you know, throws.
No,
and
I mean,
socks.
We have, you know, a lot of dreams about what Glossier could become. I think we've always been category agnostic, so we believe, you know, skincare is just as important as makeup, is just as important as fragrance, just as important as, you know, like we believe in making like things that people want and need. Mm-hmm. And so where that will take us in 10 or 20 years time, you know,
Will be Glossier socks.
I actually don't know, but for sure we're a beauty company, right? But people ask us for, you know, like crazy things. They ask us for like hairbrushes. They ask us for tools. They ask us for...
Really?
Yeah. I mean, people...
These are your customers, right? You're like
our customers,
you?
Yeah.
Wow.
So our customers like know that the Glossier version of X is like going to look good. It's going to be functional. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like good quality.
It's very flattering. I would love to be asked that, I think.
Yeah. And I think so... For us, it's just, I mean, for sure we're a beauty company, but lifestyle to me means like the way you live your life. And I think like, you know, there hasn't necessarily, brands have suggested a lot of philosophies around how to use their products, and they're usually incredibly narrow-minded. It's usually like, use our products, and that's all. Like, buy every single product from our range, and we're going to, like, assume you just don't buy any other ones. And, you know, they try and sell you on the entire thing. And for us, we are 100% more interested in helping women cultivate their own eye and their own routine, some of which is Glossier, some of which is Chanel, some of which is, you know, like...
I think that's great. It's very confident. It shows confidence.
Yeah, but that's just the way things are. Like, why pretend otherwise? Like, that's just the way women shop. Right. And, like, what they should be doing is, like... figuring out what works for them, learning, talking to their friends. Like, so when I say lifestyle, it's like, that's the lifestyle of beauty. That's the way we approach beauty. And that's the way we're not coming up with that. We're just reflecting it. That's the way women are already behaving.
You work with a female-led investment board, right?
Mm-hmm.
How important, like, is that to you? Was that very intentional? Was that kind of a happy accident?
No, very, very intentional. We're venture capital backed. So, you know, some of our investors are invested in Instagram and other technology companies, and also investors in Warby Parker and Honest Company, right? And that's it's a crazy world, this venture capital world. And especially for someone like me who, as I said earlier, doesn't really do math and, like, you know, is much more interested in customers and, like, women and their stories. This is the craziest thing that I learned, is only 4% of venture capitalists are female.
Whoa.
That's lame.
Yeah. And that's down from, I think, 7% like 5 years ago.
Wow.
So it's a really male-dominated industry controlling money that is going to mostly male founders. And mostly male founders who are founding companies that mostly women are spending money on.
Right.
So there are a handful of women in the Valley who are venture capitalists, and we were lucky enough to work with Kirsten Green, who led our seed round of funding. She put she led a round of $2 million back in 2013 to build Glossier, and it was no more than an idea on a, you know, like, sheet of paper, and it was like a prayer and a dream. I'm super grateful to her. And
how many employees were you then?
Probably like 6, and now we're 82.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Let's, like, do your top shelf a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, we're here to talk. We love beauty. Mm-hmm. We want to do what you do with women, or you did back in the day before you were running this big company. Like, what if we go into your bathroom, other than Glossier, what are we going to find? Some Kevin Aucoin mascara.
Yeah, so...
And what's on your eyes? So it's...
Emily has this
amazing gray thing on your eyes today.
I'm wearing like a... It's a sample.
It's like a steely blue gray, though.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm super into it.
Yeah.
Cloud paint for eyes. It's coming. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's not coming.
I'm sure I'll come up with a much better name. Storm Cloud.
So what am I wearing now?
Don't quit your day job.
So basically, I'm like wearing a ton of samples of stuff we're working on. Skincare. So what's in my cabinet? My top shelf. So I wear Priming Moisturizer Rich. That's my, like, current moisturizer. I also love our original Priming Moisturizer. I alternate with a couple different cleansers. So this is a fun tip. I use Milky Jelly Cleanser by Glossier as a vagina wash.
Oh.
Because it's pH balanced. It's fragrance free.
I think this is the first time someone said vagina. No, we said vagina wash like 20 times.
Dasha Polanco from Orange is the New Black went all into vagina washes.
What do you
washes.
Say? Vag wash? Like, what do you say? Feminine hygiene?
I don't want to say feminine.
No, it's vagina wash.
Vagina is like inside. It's like vulva wash.
Yeah, that's even weirder. Like,
it just made it very weird.
Keep going.
It's
keep going.
Wash.
I love
okay,
it.
But it's pH balanced.
It's, and so that works really well.
That's a great hack.
Yeah, it's a great hack. I don't think I'm officially allowed to endorse that, because if we didn't, like, test it for that use.
Off-label use.
Yes. Off-label use. let's see, what
good.
Else? Oh, for my face, I wash with... No, I'm kidding. I
with
switch,
your vagina wash.
Yeah, no, I switch. It's very multi-purpose. Takes off mascara, non-waterproof mascara. Super well. I also really like Tracy Martin Amla Purifying Cleanser. It's like an enzyme gel cleanser that's really good. My skin's, like, sensitive and... blackheady, I guess. So, like, that works well. I really
like... Do you get facials from her?
Is that no, how you I don't. You just I don't. Like, I just discovered that cleanser, and I've bought it, like, four times.
Which is a big deal for beauty editors, totally. Just so you know.
Yeah, I replenish. I use milk. I go through Milky Jelly. Milky Jelly is also another beauty hack. Is it's really good for shaving. So a lot of like guys steal.
That I could see.
Yeah, nice. Guys use it. So I use those two cleansers in the shower. I like our Prime Moisturizer a lot. Our Prime Moisturizer Rich a lot, especially because it's like kind of cold right now, but it's super comforting and calms down redness, and I get very red, so that's helpful. I use Perfecting Skin Tint by Glossier in medium. So I kind of smother that like all over my face, and I call it spandex for your face because it just kind of like, it's like your face is a Picasso and it's like all like cubist and all over the place after you wash it, and it's all blotchy and red and like puffy, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then you just put Perfecting Skin Tint everywhere on top of your moisturizer, and it kind of like seals it and sort of like lifts and tightens. All of a sudden you're like composed.
I just pictured the cartoon version of that, and I loved it in my head.
Beautiful analogy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a mainstay. I use our sunscreen that's coming out soon. Makeup wise, I use stretch concealer in medium by Glossier. I use Kevin Aucoin mascara in the volume mascara in black. I use clear boy brow. I got off the brown boy brow, and now I'm doing clear because I don't want as much like filling in. What else do I use on my face?
We could do hair. Oh, okay. You don't make hair products yet, do you?
No, we don't. And I also use, but I'm trying to think if I use anything else on my face. I use Arm & Hammer deodorant, like men's deodorant with like a eucalyptus scent. I tried all the natural ones and I just like can't. I just sweat. I just sweat like a maniac. Like, it's unbelievable.
I don't like this. I don't smell, but I'm still wet. I don't want to be smelly or wet.
So, what else do I use?
Hair wise, you got any favorites? You're still on your face. I love this. She's like, I'm doing it.
No, I'm doing it. I use IS Clinical. I've been starting. I can't really get down with eye cream. Like, I can't find an eye cream that I feel compelled to keep using over and over again. I sort of just use whatever's around.
What do you exfoliate with? Do you exfoliate?
I exfoliate with like with chemical exfoliants. So I'll do like Paula's Choice, BHA one, the liquid one, or I'll do like P50.
P50 tears me up. Yeah. The Biologique Recherche.
I don't mess with P50.
I got really
it's
red.
It's tough. But no, otherwise I don't really exfoliate. You know what I do like as an exfoliating product? Shani Darden, the facialist in LA, has a product called Retinol Reform.
Everyone's talking about this.
So I use it at night from time to time. And I used to like, although now it makes my skin feel very tight, but I wore it for like a year. I used to use it and I loved it. It was Sunday Riley Good Jeans, which is another lactic acid serum, like overnight serum. Mm-hmm. So that worked for a while, and then suddenly it just like was too strong for me. Maybe my skin like got down to the bottom layer and just like
I've peeled it all off.
Like nothing left.
So gross.
For hair, from a product perspective, I'm exceptionally low maintenance. Like meaning
like
I don't
number
put
of products.
Yeah, like I wash my hair and I put conditioner in it. I like the Christophe Robin like ash brown conditioner, which is expensive. And I'll use any shampoo. I'll use like my husband's shampoo, I'll use like hotel shampoo, I'll use whatever. From a color and cut perspective, I'm extremely high maintenance. So I discovered on a trip to Copenhagen, I've been there 3 times in the last year because I love the city so much. Mm-hmm. And I discovered this like hair colorist there who did like the best baby highlights in the entire world. And I will go back to Copenhagen just to get like, I mean, not just because I do a lot of things while I'm there. It's like my favorite place to vacation, but I'm scheduling it around
who's
my
the colorist?
Hair.
Yeah,
so her name is Mie, and she works at Kim Mahoney Studio in Copenhagen. It's like CIM.
They have products, right?
Not yet, but they do work a lot with this brand called Less Is More, which is like an obscure organic German or Austrian hair product line, and they make a really nice salt spray. They make really beautiful products, actually. Also expensive, these products. They make
Less Is More is very expensive.
Less Is More is expensive, but it's because it's Christ. I mean, it's all organic and it's like, you know, I don't know, farm to table shampoo. Like I don't know what it
I
is.
Want that.
I don't know, but otherwise I don't really put any styling products in my hair or anything like that.
Right. What about fragrance?
Fragrance?
Oh, yeah, we're perfume people.
Okay, so I'm a big Le Labo and Byredo fan. So I go through sort of phases with perfume. We're also working on a perfume.
Stop.
And I can say no more than that.
You heard it here first.
I can say no more than that.
I already have ideas in my head of what it would be.
But it is can I say it smell fuck? Like? Can I say the F
yes,
word?
We already have the explicit.
It is fucking amazing. It's
does it
really
smell
great.
Like millennial pink?
I Glossier can't pink? Tell you what it smells like, but it's really good. And I've been wearing that for a while. I'm not wearing it right now, but we are. Oh, the ones I've worn in the past,
yes.
I really like Le Labo's Gaillac 10. It's their LA scent.
I just discovered that today.
It's
someone
great.
Was wearing
That's
it.
Yeah. Weird. It's really great. So they do these city-specific.
Yeah, and she was like, it's the city one.
Yeah, so
and
it's
she
LA.
Smelled delicious.
And I like that one, and I also really like, I was going to say Accord Oud. That's Burrito. I've worn that for a while.
And do you burn a candle in the Glossier offices?
Yes,
always.
We do. So
what
we
is it?
Burn in
What's
the showroom
the house
upstairs, which is our... So we're in Soho. We have three floors. We're on the second and... two and three are our offices. The penthouse was our original office, and now it's converted into our first store.
Fab.
So it's 7 days a week. It's there. You can learn about the hours, glossier.com/showroom, I think.
We'll put a link.
It's packed. I just came from there. It's like bananas how busy it's getting. And... we burn Burning Rose by Burrito. That's the one we burn in the showroom. And in our offices, we actually give to all of our employees on their first anniversary a Santal by Le Labo candle with their name on it.
That's adorable.
Yeah,
that's very nice.
Yeah. So that's our...
So there's 82 burning Le Labo candles.
Well, no, they usually take them
take
home.
Take it home, yeah.
They take them
for
home.
Sure.
But that's our one-year gift. But it's funny because we actually just... our tech team, we were outgrowing our office, and our tech team set up in a WeWork up the street, and I'm sure you're not allowed to burn candles, but I sent over a Burning Rose candle and was like, guys, don't burn the place down. Like, do it discreetly.
But
need
the vibes.
The Glossier, like, you know, employees and team love a vibe. Like, we love an ambiance. Like, we're a very creative group. Even our tech group, which is, like, over 50% female, like, which
That's
is very
cool.
rare for a tech team. We love a vibe. We've got Aesop hand soap and cream in our bathrooms
That's
at work.
Very expensive to replenish.
Yeah. But it's worth it. Like we're very scrappy as a team. We really are. I'm not kidding. We order, for example, like Domino's pizza, like, you know, anytime it's like, you know, happy hour or whatever, group dinner, Domino's is like our favorite thing. But at the same time, we like have Aesop like shampoo, like, you know,
high-low
soap. High-low. But who doesn't love
You're speaking our language. I'm into it.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes work so much better. Like having a great
Domino's
candle.
And Aesop hand soap.
Yeah.
I love it. You've said it all.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
This
Emily,
was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We love it. How fabulous was Emily?
I'm kind of like drinking the Glossier Kool-Aid.
She was so good. She was so good. Oh my God. She is also very good to our listeners. I want to tell you guys that she has offered an amazing promo code through March 23rd, 2017. Our listeners are going to get $5 off any order on Glossier.com. Just enter the promo code FATMASCARA.
That's awesome. If you buy those pink bubble bags for $6, then they'll be only $1.
Oh my God. I use those all the time.
But you should really buy Cloud Paint, blush, actually.
Yeah, Cloud Paint's really nice. And then also follow us on Instagram if you don't already, at FATMASCARA, because we're going to be doing a giveaway with Glossier. Again, the gifts just keep on coming. We're going to be doing a Cloud Paint giveaway with them, so that's going to be awesome.
You get Glossier and you get Glossier. Everybody gets Glossier. Now, let's raise a wand.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, I'm trying liquid liner. It's happening.
Okay, I know.
Anybody's read my bio on the website? I feel like I've mastered a lot of parts of the beauty world except liquid liner.
It's tough.
So every day last week, I would put it on in the morning. I feel like practice makes perfect. I would go up to the beauty assistant, Taylor. What up, Tay? Because she has good liquid liner, and I would have her assess. And like Monday was horrible. Tuesday was getting a little bit better. Wednesday was horrible again. Thursday, I was getting the hang of it. And then this little guy came in the mail on Friday because I've been calling in a bunch. And this is the key.
What is it?
So this is Blink Ultra Thin Liquid Eyeliner Pen. Blink, B-L-I-N-C. It's the same company that makes the tubing mascara that I like.
Okay,
so I'll do the black liquid liner.
It's very thin.
Thank
very
you.
Thin.
I'll do the black liquid liner with any liquid liner. I've been using the Hourglass one or the Urban Decay Perversion one. I finally got the flick down. But then you know when it's really kind of messy and chunky and they say, oh, go back in with like a pointed Q-tip and fix it. No. Go back in and smooth the very edge of it with this liner, because it's so skinny that you can get the perfect edge. Instead of taking off the makeup to make the perfect edge, you add on this other skinny black liner to get the perfect edge.
So it's a refining tool for your, not mistakes, but like just to refine your line.
Exactly. And you know how sometimes the edge of the point is just blunt and that just looks like Cleopatra and not cool, like French girl flick?
Yeah.
Because this is so thin, and I mean, you guys need to go look at this. It's like a needle. It's like a micron. Is that a measurement unit?
I think so, yeah.
You can get that flick on the end even if you had like a bunt, like a chubby looking liner. I know anybody out there who does liquid liner thinks I'm like...
No, I know what you're talking about.
This is new to me, so...
When you take away with a Q-tip, you're often left with the chubby line. The chubby stump.
Why don't you add in with Blink Ultra Thin Liquid Liner, which is so skinny that like you can get the point. I need to stop talking, but like this is like a new thing for me and I'm really excited.
No, I think
also, look at my eyes. Do I look fabulous?
You look... You do. Okay. You do.
Your turn.
And when it's time to take it all off, Jen...
Oh, look how we did this.
You know what I really enjoy?
What?
What I'm using a lot lately? Straight up Pond's Cold Cream.
Pond's Cold Cream?
Pond's Cold Cream.
I have not heard of that in a long time.
You know, my mom used to use it all the time to take off her makeup. Like, I think she used that as cleanser. She had, like, the Neutrogena... like soap by her side, like by the side of her sink, like
the kind yellow glycerin one,
the amber one. It's like the amber one. It smelled very good.
My mom used the black Purpose, pump. Similar
Purpose, yes. Mm-hmm. But then she had Cold Cream, and I loved the smell of it. And like after her skin was like very dewy, like she'd take it off with like a tissue, and her skin was dewy. And I don't think she washed her face after that. My mom has really good skin for like, you know, somebody her age. And I have this cold cream, and my skin's been very sensitive lately and just felt very dry. And I don't want to put like anything on it really. Mm-hmm. So I've been using the cold cream to take off my makeup. It feels great. Just my skin doesn't feel tight. It feels pampered. It takes off the makeup.
Is it cold? The cold cream?
No, it's just called cold cream.
Such a funny name. Like now they call them like cleansing balms or whatever. It's the same thing,
it's
right?
It's kind of, it's a little bit more like, this sounds gross, but like Crisco-y than like a balm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have the kind of like balminess. It's just like, feels like lotion. It feels like you're putting body butter on your face.
Do you rinse or tissue off?
I take a warm washcloth, or they call them muslin cloths. Like I used to use a lot of Yves Lom, and they'd always come with like the little thin cloth.
Yeah.
And then I just I rinse it in warm water, the cloth. And then I just kind of like lightly take it off. I don't like drag it across my skin. Done. Then I put on some moisturizer, and it's like I don't feel like my face has been like washed clean. It's not a squeaky clean feeling.
I'm just soothed.
But it feels really good.
Everything you just said just soothed me.
I've pampered. It's a pampered feeling. It's not like I'm squeaky clean. But you know what? Like, does my face look okay?
You look great.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Feels good.
Good. We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode, so I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.